Welcome to Kakao Media Pod Tips. Today we have a very, very special guest. We brought you today an actress from New York City who's now the content lead of Slidely, but also came after spending a couple of years in Wix. Yael, welcome and happy to have you.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Great. So Yael this year is a Content Israel speaker.
Yeah.
So we'd start off there. Could you tell us what are you planning to speak about in Content Israel?
Yeah, sure. So Slidely, our focal product is promo. We're just sort of transitioning into really focusing on promo, and that's a video product. So my intention is to be able to speak to all of the content community that comes to the conference and add one additional tool to their toolkit, which is video. Basically, if you're a creative person that can write and write copy, that means that nowadays in 2018, you can ride the trend of video and create amazing videos as well.
You have a very interesting career background.
Yeah.
I would love to hear more about where you started, how you got into marketing, and how you actually became a content lead for a video producing company.
Sure. So my background, I went to NYU Tisch School of the Arts. I was an actress and I was working in both theater and film. And in order to sort of not wait at the phone for an agent to call, my community of friends and I started making our own work. And in that process, I both got really passionate about Israel and obviously eventually moved to Israel, as well as got passionate about how you can use creative thoughts and creative ideas and creative methodology for other things to support a community. I then moved to Israel, studied at Shenkar in community art and social creativity. And at the time I was really focused on how can you build up a community, and one of those ways is through small business empowerment. So I got a job at Wix, and I was very fortunate to come in right before their first Super Bowl campaign and develop a lot of the creative content and social media content for that, which was just an exceptional opportunity, the biggest sort of marketing and creative stage in the world. And after being able to sort of have all of those resources and all of that creativity, I wanted to get back to my roots, to a really creative product, which I think promo is, that video is a really creative product, and something that I can immediately make impact for small business owners and allow them to fulfill whatever dream it is that they have that they're gonna use the video for.
Video content as a marketer has always been for me one of the most difficult pieces of content to develop.
You're not alone.
I usually hate it. So how do you actually even begin to condense all your ideas in order to get a 15-second video?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, first of all, the difference, I guess, in terms of like a long-form blog versus a video is you need to pick one thing. You need to sort of start backwards in that you start with a CTA, what do you want your audience to do? And then you go and start writing the beginning of the script or of the video storyboard. And you're really limited. You're really limited, and that means that you have to be more creative and more attention grabbing and really make a hook. And I think that like puzzle that you have to sort of tighten with video is also what makes it really exciting for content creation.
Good, that's a good tip. I find that to be very, very helpful because even as a marketer, I'm often having to repurpose content.
Yeah.
And one of the tips I use for Slidely is actually I would take, for example, an ebook. I will take 6 points from that ebook and just take your templates and produce a video with these 6 points. So you've given me the template, you've given me the music, and you've given me a really easy to use platform that allows me to produce this content within like an hour.
This is a perfect example. I think for content writers, people to take a long form blog that's really successful or an ebook, just grab those H2s and put it into a video, even to sort of promote the ebook or as a standalone on social media, can be really strong. We already have the footage. Or to make an ad, right? You can advertise your content, you can advertise your company, you can advertise this event.
Right, exactly. So yeah, really, thank you so much for coming and thank you for being at Content Israel. Guys, Content Israel is happening in just a few days. It's on Tuesday, the 20th of November at Eretz Israel Museum. We have a few tickets left. If you want to hear more from Yael about how to use video content properly in your content strategy, do use the code SLIDELY20, get 20% discount, and we'll see you there next week. Thank you so much, Yael.
Thank you.